You're showing up, you're checking things off the list, you're doing all the right things, or at least it feels like it. But despite all that effort, your business growth feels a little stuck. Not broken, just heavier than it needs to be. What if the next big win in your business isn't about adding something new, but about taking a closer look at what's already there? In today's episode, I'm diving into how to review and reflect on your business so you can stop spinning your wheels and start focusing on what's actually working. We'll walk through a simple framework for assessing your business performance, reviewing your processes, and improving your operations without needing fancy spreadsheet or 10 hours of free time. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Most business owners don't think about reviewing their operations until something's already gone wrong. Maybe a client is unhappy, or orders are getting mixed up, or your team's scrambling to try and keep up. The reality, by the time you notice there's a problem, you're often already bleeding time and money. Business operations works like a machine. Imagine a car that never gets an oil change or a tune-up. At first, it runs fine, but over time, it slows down, parts wear out faster, and eventually it breaks down. And your business is no different. If you never take a moment to clean up, to fine-tune, and to check the parts, it'll drag you down without you even realizing it. And no, this isn't about chasing perfection or obsessing over every tiny detail. It's about being intentional. It's about knowing that regular check-ins allow you to spot what's working and what's not before things get out of hand. That way, you can make smart adjustments instead of scrambling to fix a full-blown crisis. When you get comfortable with reviewing your business on purpose, even when everything seems fine, you're setting yourself up for sustainable growth. You're giving yourself the space to focus on the high-impact activities that actually move the needle. You're helping yourself avoid burnout and frustration that comes with constantly putting out fires. At the end of the day, reviewing your operations is about doing less but earning more. It's about building a business that actually works for you, not one that keeps you stuck in the weeds. And that's the kind of business freedom I know you all want. So let me break this down into something that you can actually use, because you know me, I like to have tangible, check-offable frameworks that we can actually put in place. So I call this the three-part business review. It's not complicated. In fact, the whole point is to make things less complicated. So we're going to walk through assess, identify, and refine. So let's start with assess. What's working? This is the part most business owners skip because, quite frankly, it doesn't feel urgent, right? It's not a fire. But this is where your clarity starts. So I don't want you to skip this step. Think of this like looking under the hood before your engine starts smoking in your car. So what exactly are you going to assess? Well, first thing is revenue sources. Where is your money really coming from? Not what's supposed to be your main offer, but what's actually driving sales. For example, I had a client who spent months putting together this group program, and then, of course, selling the group program, thinking that this was her bread and butter. But when we actually broke it down, 80% of her revenue was coming from a small handful of VIP clients. VIP day clients, not the group program. And that insight actually helped her simplify. She was able to raise her VIP day pricing and stop wasting energy trying to force something that wasn't performing for her and her business. The second thing I want you to look at when you're assessing is your time. Where are you as business leaders spending your time? Which tasks are actually moving the business forward, and which ones just make you feel productive without a real return? Are you endlessly tweaking graphics, organizing your ClickUp boards, or rewriting Instagram captions? Those might give you the illusion of momentum, but they're not likely to be tied to revenue or growth. So where are you spending your time? And the next area to look at is your clients and leads. Where are your best fit clients coming from? Not just where people hear about you, but where the right people convert and stick around. If you're getting high-paying, low-maintenance clients through referrals, but you're spending hours setting up and doing reels and dancing on TikTok, hoping someone sees you, that's a clue. There's a misalignment. Remember, you don't need to be everywhere. You need to be where it's working. So if right now word of mouth and referrals is how you're getting your clients, double down on that and don't waste your time doing something that isn't giving you a return. How you figure that out is to actually go and look, where are my right fit clients coming from? And then finally, your energy. Because unfortunately, our bodies are not made like machines where we can just continuously work. So ask yourself, what's feeling easy and energizing? That's not fluff, okay? Ease is often a signal that you're operating in alignment. If something feels smooth, that doesn't mean it's too good to be true. It might mean it's time to lean into that a little bit more. And then next, I want you to look at what's not working or what feels clunky. This is where it's time to get really honest. Not judgmental, no guilt, no drama, just honesty. Look at your systems that require micromanaging. If you're constantly having to check in on your VA to make things get done, if you're re-explaining the same thing to your OBM every month, that's a system problem, not a people problem. One client realized that her onboarding process took 7 emails, 2 reminders, and 3 follow-ups. And those were all done manually. So no wonder she started to get stressed out every time she got a new client, right? That's a time she should be excited and elated and looking forward to helping someone. But it actually caused stress because she didn't have a system for onboarding that new person. And for her, it was a lot of manual work and remembering, oh yeah, 2 more reminders and 3 follow-ups and 7. Whoa, put a system behind it. Relieve that stress. Look at processes that drop balls. Think about your client delivery. Are clients missing information? Are chasing you for updates? Or are they unsure about their next steps? That's a sign that your process has some friction in it, right? If someone buys a course and doesn't get the login for 2 days or 3 days, that starts to erode trust. Even if your content is superb and wonderful and exactly what they need. So look at that client delivery and make sure that your processes behind it are not causing clients to be confused or not have the information that they need. And the third piece here is marketing that drains you and doesn't convert. I talked a little bit about this on episode 102 when we're looking at saving costs within our small business. But maybe you're spending hours every week writing newsletters. Are people opening them? Or worse, they're opening, but they're never buying. This doesn't mean you quit marketing. It means you have room for improvement. It means you need to tweak your message, your offer, your channel. But first, you have to name something that's not working, right? I'm doing this process, this task each and every week, and I'm not seeing the results. And I get it. This stage can be uncomfortable for a lot of us because it feels like we're admitting to failure. But it's not just data. And once you see what's working, you can do something about it. It's just data telling you this is how much time you're spending, this is your return on investment. And now you get clarity and now you get a chance to make a change. Which brings us to the last step in this three-part framework, which is refine. What needs to be improved, simplified, or stopped? And here's where you get to play business designer. You don't have to burn it all down. Small changes can create big relief. So simplify what's overcomplicated. Do you really need 7 lead magnets? Or can you create one solid one that actually connects to your main offer? Do you need 6 steps to get a client booked? Or can it be done in 2? Looking at what you can automate or delegate, where are those bottlenecks? If you're still manually sending invoices, following up on contracts, or uploading podcast episodes, those are perfect candidates for automation and delegation. A past client I worked with saved 4 hours a week just by setting up a simple onboarding workflow at the time she was using Dubsado. The tool doesn't matter, my friends. Automating it and making it simple does, because that's time back for you to focus on growth, not admin. And I want you to eliminate what no longer fits. Maybe a product you've launched 2 years ago still exists, but it doesn't align with your current brand or your audience. Or maybe you're offering a service just because it's what people expect out of you, but it's actually draining you behind the scenes. Give yourself permission to stop doing what no longer fits your goals or your current capacity. And remember that refining is not a one-time thing. This is ongoing. The more often we do it, the easier it gets, and the more aligned our operations become. We start feeling less like we're stuck in that machine and being able to now enjoy this business that we've created. So before I let you go, I want to just run through a couple common pitfalls that I see when business owners are conducting this business review and going through these 3 steps. There are 3 big traps that I certainly want you to avoid. The first one is trying to fix everything at once. And I know this one is so easy to fall into, especially if you're a high achiever who wants results like yesterday. Once you start identifying what's not working, it can feel like a floodgate has opened, right? You suddenly see 12 broken systems, 4 clunky offers, and 3 awkward team processes, and your brain goes into panic mode. Let's just overhaul everything. Please don't. Trying to fix it all at once is like deciding to, renovate your entire house in a weekend. It's not going to work. You'll end up frustrated, exhausted, and probably worse off than when you started. So instead, I want you to choose one area to focus on. That could be client delivery. That could be onboarding. Could be your weekly schedule, your sales funnel, whatever it is, but pick one. And the goal here is to make traction in this one area, not total transformation overnight. Step two is only focusing on what's broken. So this is another trap that I see business owners fall into. And here's why. You're putting all your attention on what's not working and completely ignoring what is. And when you do that, you miss out on your biggest shortcut, which is doubling down on what's already performing. Your wins are data. Your strengths are strategy. Don't overlook them just because they're not speaking the loudest. Don't only focus on what's broken. Make sure you take the time to double down on what is working. And the third trap is just overcomplicating this business review. So if you find yourself going down a rabbit hole and wanting to build, you know, a 3-tab, 4-tab spreadsheet and color coding and doing a 3-hour audit, hit the pause button. Yes, data can help. And yes, you want clarity. But no, you don't need to make this harder than it needs to be. A business review doesn't have to be a formal quarterly event with pie charts and pivot tables. It can simply look like you grabbing a notebook, setting a timer for 30 minutes, and asking yourself some questions. What's working? What's not? What needs to change? That's it, my friends. You don't need a fancy tool, just some honesty, a little bit of reflection, and the willingness to follow through. Remember, simplicity scales. Complexity keeps you stuck. So I want to give you a hypothetical example to show you how powerful this process can be and how small tweaks can create big results. So imagine we've got a business owner. We'll call her Sally. She runs a service-based business and is feeling maxed out. Calendar's packed. She's constantly switching gears between clients. And even though she's busy, her revenue has hit a plateau. From the outside, things look fine, but she's stuck. Now, if Sally were to pause and to do a business review using the framework that I just shared with you, here's what might happen. In the assess stage, she looks at where her revenue is coming from and realizes that 80% of her income is tied to just 2 core services. Yet she's offering 7, which means 7 systems, 7 client paths, and a whole lot of operational friction behind the scenes. So next, she identifies what's feeling clunky. Her onboarding process is all over the place. She's got no automation, clients keep asking her the same questions over and over, and there's lots of back and forth emails that are eating up her time. And finally, in the refine stage, she decides to cut the low-performing offers, streamline her onboarding with a simple automated sequence, and clean up her client communication flow. Even without changing her marketing, she sees a shift, right? Less stress and mental clutter, a better client's experience, more capacity to grow without working longer hours. This isn't about blowing up your business. You see this? It's about doing less more intentionally so you can run things with more ease and definitely more profit. All right, so if you're listening and you're thinking, okay, I probably need to do this, here's a quick way to get started. Again, no fancy tools required. Block off 1 hour this week. Find 1 hour any day this week, just one. And walk through these 3 simple prompts. What's working? What's not? What needs to change? That's it. You don't need a full day retreat or a massive spreadsheet to make progress. just start by zooming in on the biggest friction point in your week. The thing that constantly slows you down, that gets pushed to the bottom of your to-do list and feels like a mental weight. Maybe it's your onboarding. Maybe it's your content creation. Maybe it's your schedule. Maybe it's the taxes, whatever area that is. Choose one area and ask, what small adjustment could make this feel lighter or work better? Small tweaks lead to big shifts when done consistently. If this episode resonated with you, I want to challenge you to make time this week for your business check-in. Even just 15 to 20 minutes can surface insights that change how you operate. And after you do it, I want you to tag me or send me a DM. I'd love to hear what you uncover. And if you want a repeatable way to make these reviews part of your regular rhythm, then grab the CEO Power Hour Playbook. It's designed to help you regularly check in, clean things up, and make intentional progress, without getting stuck in the weeds. You'll find the link at ceoamplify.ca/powerhour. And remember, the clarity you're looking for isn't in doing more, it's in reviewing what already exists. You've already built something powerful. Now it's time to make sure it's working for you. So go grab the CEO Power Hour Playbook. The link is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening and can't wait to see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.